That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to the legendary Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Kawild, named after Kawhi Leonard, near and dear to my heart. New Clipper, but with me today, one of the most entertaining members of Clipper Nation, Moo Johnson, ladies and
gentlemen. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing, everybody? My name is Moo Johnson. I'm here with
Chris Kawild.
Chris Kawild.
Yes, which is... Kawild is short for Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, absolutely.
So it's an abbreviation.
Yes, it's
Chris Kawhild.
Chris Kawhild.
It's short for Christopher Kawhi Leonard is my full name.
Yeah, that's his full name.
All right, so before we even begin, Moo.
Yeah.
Where were you, what were you doing when the Kawhi news drops?
When the Kawhi news dropped, I was at work and...
At the strip club.
No, not at a strip club.
I thought you were a Chippendale dancer.
No, I'm not. I don't have the body for that. I got too much of a dad bod right now. I bounce at a bar
right
in Venice, and I was outside.
Why are you working at a bar? You are in every commercial.
Yeah.
You're the star of the Eric Andre show.
Yeah.
You just like when people hand you cash? Like, what's going on with
you? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really smart.
Okay.
So I don't know why I'm still working at a place where I could potentially get in a damn fight with somebody.
I mean, you're a big person.
I'm 6'7", 6'7", 290. I'm just going to go ahead and clock in real quick. Clock that in. But I don't know why I do it. I love to do it.
I've been doing it for 20 years. Commercial break where you've been in multiple commercials in the same commercial break.
Yes.
And you're also working outside.
And I'm also working. Yeah, I worked last night. Yeah, something's wrong with me. Chris, cool.
You just like money.
Yeah, I do. I like money. Yeah. I like money. Look, I was at the door. So I'm at the door. I'm chilling out.
At the door in Venice. What's the name of the bar? So
the name of the bar is Old Fields Liquor Room.
Okay.
Great bar. And
I love the bouncer there.
Yeah, the bouncer's me.
Yeah, he's great.
We're great friends. And down the street is a bar called Bigfoot West. Owned by the same bar company. Great spot. The bartender comes down from Bigfoot West, and he's like, well... I guess that we're going to have to go to Clippers games. And I said, what did you just say? He said, I guess we're going to start going to Clippers games. I said, I've been going.
Yeah, you
were. I've been going to playoff games.
Absolutely.
Like, I've been doing that the whole time, but what are you talking about?
Something happened.
And he said, Kawhi is coming to the Clippers. And I just...
That's big news.
I hugged him.
You think that's it? You think there's no more possible great news
after
that? I
was so happy for that. I was like, man, this is great. Kawhi's coming. This is awesome. He's like, then he walks by me. He's like, yeah, and he's bringing Paul George with him. And
boom.
I'm like, what the f***? Like, boom. I freaked out. Boom.
Yeah, of course.
Boom.
That no one saw it coming. I knew Kawhi Leonard was coming. I had a talk with a guy. The only thing that like posed a shadow of a seed of a doubt all along was, well, if the Raptors do go ahead and win it all, maybe he stays. And I thought that just as a shred of a seed of a doubt months and months and months ago.
Yeah.
But then I walk back to my parking space after a game with this dude. Real cool dude.
Yeah, cool dude.
And he and I are talking Kawhi.
Yeah.
And I talked about my seed of a doubt shred. And he said, nah, man. Especially if he wins it all, he comes here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make sense to me. That's what I said to him.
Yeah.
He said, especially. I go, why? He goes, because it was a one-year loner. He did what he set out to do.
Yeah.
And now he's coming home. And that dude, smart dude, whoever you are, dude.
Hey, dude.
Literally squashed that seed of doubt. And that was the only time I ever had a seed of an inkling of a doubt. Months and months and months and months ago in the middle of the regular season.
Yeah.
And he squashed it. And that dude, I thought, this is a sign from the NBA gods, this guy. And I'm all in. Kawhi's coming. I don't doubt it. Even if the Raptors win it all, and they did. And you've got a framed picture of a Velociraptor in your home, I believe.
Yeah, I have the whole collection
of dinosaurs
of the Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yeah, like numbered, like collector's edition framed in my house, ladies and gentlemen.
Best Jurassic Park movie. Let's go this. Best Jurassic Park movies in order, because I already know my list.
Oh, I'm going to go...
Number one.
Yeah, number one.
Is number one.
Number
Jurassic
one, number
Park
one,
one.
For sure.
Okay. Number two.
Number two would be the first one with Pratt.
Jurassic World.
Yes.
Agree.
Yes.
And one could argue that number three could be number two as long as you say what number three is, which is.
Number three is Ooh, not the last one. Are you going to the last one?
No, the last one was literal garbage.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the worst one.
The third one. The
yes! Third one. Correct answer! The correct answer is Jurassic Park is the best.
Yes.
Then Jurassic World.
Yes.
One could argue maybe Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic World could flip. Maybe.
Maybe.
And then the dumbest, latest one, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, in a haunted house or something stupid.
I don't know what's going
Dinosaurs
on.
Dinosaurs in a mansion.
I've cloned my daughter.
Doesn't make sense. And
not
then
at all.
Lost World was the worst the piece worst. Of crap ever.
The
Dinosaurs
worst.
In San Diego. It's why the Clippers moved out of San Diego.
That's why they moved out of
Too
scared.
Many
dinosaurs.
What's your Clipper story? What team did you fall in love with? I know you're a transplant. You're a New York guy. You're a Chicago guy. Who'd you grow up liking in the NBA? Why did you join Clipper Nation? I always love everyone's Clipper
My Clipper
story,
it's the team with Cassell.
2006, Sam Cassell, Elton Brand, Chris Kaman.
Yeah.
They pick up Vlad Radmanovic midseason.
Yes.
Sean Livingston.
That's a great team.
Corey Maggette.
That's a great team.
It's a great squad.
That's
and
a
Sam
great team.
Cassell, I was in Phoenix at the triple overtime loss, Moo. I was in Phoenix. Sitting on the floor was Jack Nicholson next to longtime diehard Clipper fan James L. Brooks,
wow.
who does not get enough love as a Clipper fan.
Because
he's been there since day one. Obviously, Billy Crystal is the go-to guy. But my job in the offseason this season was to introduce Clipper Nation to who I think are the most entertaining members of Clipper Nation. So in 2006, Moo, you are one of the most entertaining members of Clipper Nation. You make me laugh.
Yes.
Almost excessively. It's too much.
Yeah.
You fall in love with the 2006 Mike Dunleavy-led Clippers that go, the Lakers lose to the Suns in seven, and then the Clippers lose to the Suns in seven. Round one, then round two. We almost had our first hallway series. It didn't work out that way. Where were you? Were you in L.A. in 06?
I was in L.A. in 06. I've been in L.A. since 2000. That's the year I bought tickets to go see that game, the playoff game.
Okay.
I still
We beat the Nuggets in round one, in five.
That's the year
I remember Marcus going, Camby's Nuggets.
Yes.
Don't quote me. I don't know.
That's the year you went in, and all the red shirts were already on the seats.
Yes, and the Laker banners were still up, because that was Doc who covered them, which was a genius move.
Genius move by Doc. But
so that you fell in love with that team.
Yeah, I fell in love enough to pay.
To see
if
that.
You're going to pay playoff tickets for a team, like, I've gone to, my goodness, probably like a handful of playoff games.
Mm.
They're kind of pricey.
That
means you're riding with that team.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, and the way the fans rallied around them, and looking at you. I remember going to a Clipper game earlier that year.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that guy's a funny guy. I've seen that guy on television. That guy's a damn genius.
Agreed. And then, we're on the same page about
genius.
That. Yes.
And it was you and another guy.
You Henry
Dittman,
synchronized
dancing. And I was like, man, I need to get in on this. This is the kind of... Then I got the brother Clipper, Daryl, running around. He's like sweating maple syrup. I'm like, that's one of the most delicious black guys I've ever seen in my
he's
life.
So tasty.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Clipper Daryl.
Yeah.
He's got two suits. Because he's got the one that's the blues on the left and the reds on the right. And then the other one that's flipped that. Because I was like, dude, that suit must be nasty.
Yeah.
And my buddy's like, well, he's got a second one. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, it's two suits, you dumb idiot.
Yeah, it's two suits.
And he cut it in half.
Yeah, when you're sweating that much maple syrup.
I remember I used to give Daryl a hard time. If there was one night, and it was the playoffs, this is during the Lob City era.
Yeah.
He goes to like Torrance High to do some benefit where like they give him, you know, probably a free submarine sandwich or something.
Yeah.
And he literally blows his throat out yelling in a high school gym. And then we've got a playoff game the next day.
Yeah.
And I'm like texting him like, where's the let's go Clippers? Let's go clap, clap, Daryl.
Yeah,
and he's like, I blew my voice out. He's texting me at Torrance High. I'm like, choose Clippers over Torrance, you idiots. He sounds like a dolphin.
Yeah.
Like, let's go Clippers, let's go. He is more dolphin than man. I did not know that he was a dolphin who apparently sweats maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, maple syrup.
So much. Girl. You're learning on this show.
Yeah.
All right, so you fall in love with the 06 Clippers. Were you a part of the Fire Dunleavy movement, or did you fall out of love with them, or did you were ride or die from that moment?
I was ride or die from that moment. The Dunleavy thing really didn't I mean, I guess people were pretty, they're pretty upset about
that. I was always pro Dunleavy.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with Dunleavy.
I never had a problem with Dunleavy. And no. I really wanted to see Dunleavy Jr. And we could have gotten a little taste of Doc Rivers and Austin Rivers with Mike Dunleavy and Mike Dunleavy Jr. But whatever.
Yeah.
Because Dunleavy also like got us Blake and DeAndre.
Yeah, he did.
You know? That was Dunleavy.
Yeah,
I called him Dun Genius, but that did not catch on.
No, it did not.
The former co-host of Clipcast, I'm going to give him all the credit for this. The one game that the Raptors lost to the Warriors, he tweeted out, "That's why Kawhi needs a doc, not a nurse," which I love.
Whoever that is, tell him I'm sending him a box of See's chocolates, nuts local, and chews.
Local grown See's chocolates.
Local grown See's chocolates, right. Nuts and chews.
So, we know about four games so far. The schedule's about to drop any moment. We know, I believe, that the home opener for the Clippers
is the Lakers.
I know that we're going at new San Francisco Warriors.
Yes.
That one is known. There's a date that they said, here's Kawhi's first time going to Toronto. I think they dropped also, here's the first time that Paul George goes back to OKC, let's say.
All must watches.
But what I'm saying, Moo, is what do you think we're in for? In an 82-game season, do you think there's load management? Do you think there's less load management?
Well, let's go down through this. Patrick Beverley, 31. Kofi, 22. Paul George, 29. Jermichael Green, 29. Harkless, 26. These guys are young.
Young guys.
These guys are
the oldest guy you mentioned was Pat Beverley.
He's the oldest guy. He's 31. 31's a kid.
He's a child. Ladies and gentlemen,
like, I wish I was 31.
You're not. Know? You're not 31, though.
I woke up and drank. I got like crushed up Tylenol in my coffee.
Every time I move, I hurt. I'm in pain.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, me too.
And Pat Beverley is the lifeblood of that locker room.
Absolutely.
He is the pulse. His first game as a Clipper, he shut down the L-word and Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
Was more fiery in game one than I saw in 6 years, I think it was, of Chris Paul. Chris Paul was like a silent killer. But I'll tell you something about Chris Paul. He's my height. I'm 5'10 and 3/4". I swear. Yes. That kid is not 6 feet tall.
Really?
Chris Paul and I are the same height. Now, he was good for a 5'11 guy.
Yeah.
But he never got us there. And he didn't have that fire
what Chris
that
Paul
Pat Beverley
lacked,
has.
Chris Paul lacked locker room presence.
Agreed.
Meaning that he had a bad one. Because now it's even transferred to Houston. So now the secret's out about him. He's just not a like guy.
That's right.
I think the locker room this year with Kawhi Leonard, I'm never forgetting the playoffs. This guy, they showed it on camera in Toronto. This guy was like dancing around, trying to get Kawhi Leonard's attention. Kawhi looked at him and pointed to him, "We need to go up there and start playing basketball." The dancing, all that kind of LeBron, taco dude, all that silly shit. Kawhi's not doing it. Kawhi, number one, is not talking to you.
No.
Kawhi, and lucky, at best, he might write a post note and give it to you and be like, "Hey, I like you." Like, that's the type of stuff.
Put it on your locker?
Yeah, put it on your locker. I've never seen the guy drink water. I've never seen him eat any food. That's why they were giving him free food in Toronto. They didn't know if he was ever eating. He's a robot. We're going to win the championship. Case closed.
He's powered by apples.
He's powered by
apples.
He's actually powered
by
apple
robot. That's why he brings that bag of apples
exactly.
to dinner with Greg Popovich.
Exactly.
Because he's an Apple computer.
Find me footage of Kawhi Leonard eating anything. I rest
Doesn't
my case.
Exist.
Doesn't exist.
Because he's a cyborg robot.
That's why James Cameron is coming out with another Terminator for Kawhi Leonard.
I'll be back.
What Kawhi Leonard NBA Finals MVP performance is more special? Him doing it with the Spurs as, you know, a 12-year-old? I mean, he was just a kid when he did it with
Still
the Spurs.
Still had Duncan and them there.
Anthony Parker.
This one. Because the shot against...
Oh, my God. Against Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Over Joel Embiid. Would he, real long.
When he was kneeling down, I was at
Joel Embiid's arms are taller than Chris Paul.
People don't understand. Yeah. People, that's a good one.
Thank you.
People don't understand how big that dude is. Joel Embiid is is a good defender.
I remember when Joel Embiid came and Joel embarrassed DeAndre Jordan at Staples Center versus the Clippers. I was like, golly, like, who is this guy? Because that's, for me, I pay attention to the NBA.
Yes.
Like a normal person.
Yes.
But I'm a psychotic Rain Man about the Clippers.
Yeah.
I've been to every home game practically since 2002. I'm a lunatic about the Clippers.
Yeah.
So I don't know that much about Paul George because for the majority of his career, he's only come into Staples once a year. I only see him when Indiana comes to town. I see him a little more when he's on OKC, but I just don't know him that well. Like I would know, say, someone on the Phoenix Suns because we see them so much.
Yeah.
So I don't know that much about Paul George. I didn't know that much about Joel Embiid. I am literally thrilled to go to this season and watch 41 home games of Paul George. Do you think he's playing game one? Or is the shoulder injury still holding him back?
I think that George is going to play game one. I have seen a lot of Paul George. Paul George went to college at Fresno State, where I was born.
No.
My whole family's from Fresno. Paul George is 6'9", 220 pounds. I would say he is second only to Kawhi as the best two-way player, because Paul George can play very good defense.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes the Clippers very interesting this season, is that you have a Kawhi Leonard who is the best two-way player. And I don't like the way that sounds. And then people say, well, is LeBron... Now, kind of, it's 50-50. LeBron's still the best player. But then people say, well, Kawhi's the best player. But it's unanimous. Kawhi's the best two-way player. But if you're the best two-way player,
then you're the best player.
So how does that,
how does that really translate?
Work? Right. You're like, well, you know, LeBron passes better. I'm like,
Kawhi wins more.
Yeah, Kawhi wins more.
This past season,
and he's a better defender. This isn't football. Like, when you play football, there's a damn defense!
Right.
And an offense! When you play basketball,
it's both.
You gotta do both.
That's what made Jordan.
That's why they're comparing him to Jordan.
That's why Doc Rivers got fined comparing him to Jordan, who was Kawhi's favorite player.
Exactly. Because it's like, to be able to look what he did.
Amazing.
And I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave this right here and set this on the table. We're at the Chris Kowild podcast right now.
Thank you.
I'm gonna leave it at this. He shut down the Greek Freak.
He sure did.
Let me make this very clear to you guys. You guys aren't seeing
this
right now.
That's the MVP.
Yeah.
I'm 6'7". Yes, sir.
290.
You already clocked in at that weight, so I can verify that.
You are how tall?
5'10", 3/4".
It'd be like you shutting me down.
Which makes no sense.
The Kawhi is about my height.
Right.
The Greek Freak is easily probably 7'1".
Right.
He's probably listed at 7 foot. He might be 7'2". Because I've seen Durant up close. Durant is a smooth 7 foot.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're taller, when you're at my height and you're taller than me, I'm like, you're a giant person.
He's tall.
That's how good Kawhi's defense is. Kawhi, what he did was got inside. So the Greek Freak likes to spin off of you and then do a finger roll or even dunk. Kawhi got tight inside of his body. So when he spun, Kawhi was there. And that's what LeBron and the Lakers are going to have to deal with, because Kawhi is going to take on LeBron defensively, and LeBron's going to be like, my God, I'm not used to this kind
of defense. Well, last season we had Pat Beverly defending Kevin Durant. No,
yes,
it was great, but now we have Pat Beverly, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George defending. P.S. Durant can't play.
Yes.
So we now have three literal all-NBA defenders on the same team.
Dogs.
Which Furious Five are you most looking forward to seeing on the floor of the new look Clippers?
The new look Clippers are going to start Pat at the one.
Sure.
You're going to have Pat. You're going to have, obviously, Kawhi, George, Harold. Who's your center? Your center,
Zubac. So Harold comes off the bench, Lou comes off the bench, and you got Landry Shamet.
I mean, you're like, let's wait a minute. It's almost laughable. Let's do this again. Pat at the damn one.
Right.
Paul. Then you got Kawhi, Harold, Zubac, who the Lakers gave up like idiots.
For a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even the good kind.
Not even the garbage ones.
Thin Mints. Not Dosey-Dos.
No, like garbage. Zubac was playing well. So well that even Laker fans are like, man, Zubac's looking good. Oh, wait a minute. I got an idea. Let's trade him to the Clippers because we're idiots.
So, by the way, the Lakers have never, they've done like three deals ever with the Clippers. Yes. And that's one of them, and it's an idiotic.
It's an idiotic.
I can't wait to see this moment, and it won't be the starting five, but I'm excited to see Pat Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Lou Williams, and Montrezl Harrell, the five of those guys on the floor together.
I was about to say, that's
going to be the death line.
That's the death lineup in the fourth quarter. You're going to have Pat Beverly at the one. You're going to have Kawhi two, Paul at the three, Harrell at the four. No. That's right. Harrell's at the five. Williams at the two.
Yeah, Sweet Lou at the two.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Never forget when they were playing the Warriors. Every time Durant came down and scored, Sweet Lou, that sweet little boy, the boy whose feet are made out of gumdrops and his knees are made out of chocolate-covered pretzels. That kid came down, and he scored every time Durant did.
Every time.
Every time. I was like, man, Lou Williams, sixth man of the year. Any other team would be starting. It's selfless. I mean, it's the way this is the way America needs to be. It's the way I like to teach my children, to be selfless.
Yes.
That's what the Clippers are more than a basketball team. The Clippers are is like a way of life. You see these guys, no one has an ego. What do you think's going on in that Lakers locker room right now?
Ooh, and the secret practices in Las Vegas.
Oh, I can't
hookers
say
and gambling.
Oh,
legalized prostitution and gambling. That's what's happening in Laker practices.
You don't have
you don't have that in the Clipper practices.
You don't
apparently have Kawhi wants to do a secret practice, a secret Clippers camp. Pre-camp in Miami is what I literally just read.
Really?
Literally just
read Kawhi wasn't in that.
Kawhi wants a secret Clippers-only pre-camp camp in Miami.
I love it.
And then they go to camp. And then my favorite thing they do is the Aloha Clippers go and play two exhibition games in Honolulu. And they all do this great bonding in America's paradise.
Yeah.
And the whole staff, including your favorite Sam Cassell and Doc Rivers and all the rest of the great staff and coaches, they all wear Hawaiian shirts, and I love it, Mo.
I love that. That's going to be great.
So I'm thinking about, I've got some saved up airline bucks.
Yeah.
I got to go to Hawaii.
You're going to go to that? Oh,
I think, yeah. And also, Kauai sounds like a Hawaiian name.
Yeah, it's a Hawaiian name.
Kauai.
Kauai. Think,
yeah, it means ocean flower.
Yeah, yeah, it means sea brother. Kawhi. I didn't know they were going to Hawaii. If you get a chance to do that, you got to do that. I like that he's having a secret Miami meeting. I did not know that.
Secret camp.
That means
in Miami.
That means they're dead serious.
Oh, they're not f-ing around.
No, they're dead serious. Yeah. And the thing about them is that they're going to be together and not feeling like I have to kind of be on like eggshells around Kawhi.
No.
Those guys with LeBron and AD, I can see LeBron, who showed up to a game on the side I'd never seen before, with wine last year.
I remember that. Yep.
I was like, is this guy?
He had a cup of wine.
He had a cup of wine.
Red wine.
Like red wine. I was like, what is going on right now? Kawhi's not doing that.
No, he's not.
You know,
it was a Firestone. It was out of Los Olivos, California.
Yes.
It was locally grown.
Yes.
It had a rich bouquet. It was heavy on the tannins, apparently.
I couldn't believe it.
It was a Merlot.
I couldn't believe it. I know, like, dude. This guy's drinking it.
But also, like, what you're talking about. Anthony Davis joins LeBron, and they're clearly the two guys, right? And it's LeBron's team that he couldn't really do anything with last year. And then they basically had to shuffle the deck.
Yeah.
And now they're the land of misfit toys. The old broke down guys.
I mean, you got this. Who's the Boogie Cousins? Can barely
Boogie
jump
Cousins.
Over a phone book.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that guy's done.
Lance Stevenson, I want to say.
Yeah, he's insane.
Rondo.
Rondo's like, yeah. Please.
So they've got all these old dudes over there, right? But meanwhile, the Clippers are already gelling. They already have a tight knit, blue collar, junkyard dog mentality.
You basically
group.
Just dropped two of the top 10 players on a team that went 6 with Golden State.
This is like,
it's insanity.
If in the next Avengers movie, they just said, here's Superman and Batman.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's literally just
that. That's exactly what it's like.
I can't think of another comparison.
No, because Paul George would be Batman, Superman is Kawhi.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like you already are
You already
strong.
Got this great group.
Yeah, you already
It was like when the Warriors got Kevin Durant. They were already a great team.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like, that's not even fair.
No. No.
Here it's more fair, A, because it's us.
Yeah.
B, because like Bill Plaschke says at the stupid press conference, and you could hear it on, well, I didn't put this part on the show, but man, did I have a last episode. Oh, the press conference episode. Yeah. Such a great show. So much show. But anyway, Plaschke at the press conference asks a question, because he's a real jerk, and he works for the LA Times, and he's a jerk. And he's like, I have a question. I'm Bill Plaschke. I'm a plashhole.
Yeah.
I'm a jerk. What's it like being in the Lakers' shadow? Hey, Kawhi, you're living in the Lakers' shadow. And then Kawhi is just, like, super cool, and he's like, oh, well, if you follow basketball, the Clippers have been the better team for a long time now. Like, he just was, like, super cool. I was like, I don't give a shit about the Lakers' shadow.
No.
So here we are, a team that's the younger brother of the team that won 10 years ago and hasn't done anything since.
Yeah.
And here we are now, all of a sudden, bam, drop Superman and Batman into the Avengers.
Yeah.
And people, I really think we will be America's team. We will be the team that people love to root for.
Let me ask you this.
The only people who are going to hate us are Warriors fans and Lakers fans. That's it.
I can't think of anything bigger than maybe the Knicks winning than if the Clippers won.
Oh, yeah. It's like if the, when the Cubs won the World Series. Yeah. That's bigger because baseball has been around for 7,000 years.
But the story of the Clippers and Kawhi trumps the Cubs because people still... I remember stories when I moved here from like old school Clipper fans that you could literally give a can good to go to some game. You're talking about
the
a
sports
team
arena,
that people have forgotten, not forgotten about. They're kind of like, maybe cursed, maybe. If the Clippers win, I mean, you for sure, we're both going to start crying.
Oh, yeah, I'll cry every day.
For,
I will cry every day for the rest of my life.
I might have to go to the hospital because I'm going to be crying so much, I'm going to need an IV. I'm gonna need like
you're gonna need fluids. You're gonna need fluids for sure.
The Clippers.
You saw me for the first time after the news, and you literally came. You came up and hugged me.
Yeah.
And you were like, "You're the only one that was there. You're the only one that deserves this.
You're the only one that like when they win." Because I honestly believe with the load management, someone from the Lakers is gonna get hurt because they're old.
Yeah.
Remember, Patrick Beverley is 3 years younger than LeBron.
Thank you.
So,
and
he's the oldest one.
And Anthony Davis is young, but he's an injury waiting to happen.
Anthony Davis got hurt at Fatburger just looking at the menu. The guy's a disaster. He's a disaster. He gets hurt getting out of a damn Uber. So I'm not even worried about that guy. That guy will get hurt.
Yes.
And really with Anthony Davis, how many playoff games has he won? Has he ever been in the second round? You can't even answer because like, you're like, what has he really done? What are we really excited about?
He also had a good team around him.
Yeah, he had a good team around him, and I've watched him lose. So I think Golden State, let's run them down. Golden State, Clay's hurt.
Right.
So I don't know how he's going to come back. Now you're going to be able to double Steph. So all that kind of running around and being a little bit of a sweet boy and look at me, I'm flexing. That stuff is done.
Sweet boy.
That sweet
so
boy.
So sweet boy's off the table?
Sweet boy's off the table.
No more sweet boy.
Yeah, him and the...
And also Draymond Green... Now these guys are mad because Draymond Green is the poison pill that sent Kevin Durant packing.
You mean Count Chocula? Get Count Chocula's ass out of here.
Yeah.
A
donkey. Go back to Frankenberry.
Yeah, go back to Frankenberry. And
Booberry.
And Booberry. Get the hell on out of here. So Count Chocula and Sweet Boy on Buttercake, they're not going to do anything. And they got a big problem because they got a new arena.
Right.
So that new arena, but you know, those rich...
By the way... P.O., like, if you bird's eye view of that arena, it looks exactly like a toilet. Prove me wrong.
No, you're right.
Whereas the Clippers arena,
stop
when
it.
You fly over it, it looks like a ball going through a net. It's got the Clippers logo. We'll have the only arena in the NBA named after a team. We don't play in the office goods.
No, no.
Get your printer cartridge the center.
The Pelicans play in the Smoothie King arena.
One of them is named after a mattress.
Yeah.
There's a mattress arena.
No, the Clippers.
We don't play in Pepsi Stadium.
No.
We are going to play in the Clippers arena.
It's going
to
be great.
Now, on this show, I had a scoop. They were going to name it the Ballmer Sports Access Center, or BallSack for short. I was fed misinformation.
Yeah.
I was fed a bad BallSack.
Yeah, you're a bad BallSack.
But
yeah.
The Clippers arena of Inglewood is going to be something to behold. Did you see the mock-ups that they released?
I've seen everything.
It's amazing. All right, so back to the Western Conference. We're going to be better than Sweet Boy and Count Chocula.
Yeah.
We've already established we're going to be better than the old guys who get injured a lot, the L word.
Yeah, yeah.
The Phoenix Suns are a literal joke.
Stop it. Did that. Yeah.
Walking stick arena Suns.
I didn't know why you even brought those guys. I'd forgotten about those guys.
Because these, I'm just going division rivals.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Damian Lillard in Portland.
Everybody sleeps on them.
They sleep on them.
They could be a number three or four.
Great guys are not going to beat us.
No, they're not going to beat us.
No,
not at all.
They have nothing for Kawhi. You know who could look pretty damn good? Utah?
Yeah, Utah's really good.
And Denver.
Yeah, but see, now Denver, the fact that Portland got past Denver last postseason.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
So that for me is like, no, they're beatable. They're
Utah is a bunch of jokers. Utah's the one that's like,
they got a lot better.
They got a lot better.
Yeah.
That's
your two right there.
People are
I think Denver's three. I think Portland's four.
People are acting crazy over Houston.
Idiots.
I don't think that the...
I'll tell you what.
I don't
Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
Yeah.
As long as Harden comes off the bench and they have Durant and it's several years ago, it'll work. Here's the problem. It's now. Kevin Durant's injured in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Harden and Westbrook. We don't know if they get along. We don't know if they're going to work.
They
Westbrook
like
is crazy.
He's out of his mind.
His mind is Westbrook.
Yeah, it's Westbrook. His mind is definitely Westbrook.
Westbrook.
I think it's doomed. I think it's doomed. There's some NBA guys that think they're going to come out of the West. Am I out of my damn mind?
Speaking of
crazy?
Damn Tony, what has he really ever done?
Nothing.
He couldn't do it in Phoenix with Steve Nash.
No.
Canada's golden boy.
Yeah, golden boy. Yeah,
couldn't do back-to-back MVP Nash.
Yeah,
he that's a real head-scratcher.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that back-to-back MVP.
Yeah, because you blacked it out, as you
should. Yeah, I was like, I can't deal with this. No, Dan Tony, this is his last ride, I think.
Oh, yeah, if he doesn't get it done.
He doesn't get something
done
here.
Yeah, he's got
to
do it.
They would literally have to go to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
And
which they've done.
Yeah, but
Houston,
the
they got past the Clippers and went to the Western Conference Finals.
True.
With Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if Lou was on that team. So I have no idea. No memory of that.
That's right. Pat Beverly was on that team. He was a dog.
Yes, he was.
He was a dog.
He shut down Chris Paul.
He sure did.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't see anybody really beating us. I don't. I need a good argument. And no one on the East. The East. I don't see the Greek Freak coming out.
I think you and I could go to the bar you work at and get a competitive team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, yeah.
Just picking some of the bar flies. I mean, at last call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, happy hour.
No, I'm talking about guys
people
got to
sprint to the step.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm talking about last call when you're
three
like,
sheets of the wind.
All right, you three.
Yeah.
You're coming with us.
Yeah.
We're going to start a team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
The Hartford Heartbreakers.
The Hartford Heartbreakers, yeah.
That's actually a good team.
That's
a great idea.
It's a really good idea.
So this is the last clip cast, because next episode, this will be the Heartbreaker cast.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
about the Hartford Heartbreakers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guys that have taken over the Eastern Conference.
You're the center. I'm the two guard.
It's already situated. It's positionless basketball. I might play a little point guard every now and then.
Yeah, you're a point center.
I'm a point center.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy that that's even happening right now.
I know. Is there any reality to this Montrezl Harrell can now shoot threes? Apparently in the Drew League, he like went 4 for 5 from beyond
from
the arc.
3-point land?
Montrezl Harrell.
If Montrezl
Montrezl's not a man, he's a monster!
If Montrezl Harrell is shooting threes, then this party's completely over.
It's over. Montrezl Harrell.
If he is shooting threes, I'm looking
Who on the Clips are we sleeping on? Are we sleeping on Harkless? Are we sleeping on Shamit? Are we sleeping?
Shamit's nasty.
Are we sleeping on Zubes? Or are we just aware of these guys? We know. What about Jermichael Green? We haven't mentioned him. We haven't mentioned him once on the show.
I think all of these guys.
You know my pitch for Jermichael Green?
What is it?
Too many Greens in the NBA. Change your last name.
Yeah, yeah. He might
either
need
Forest
to.
Green, Army Green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He might need,
maybe
might
like
think about that.
Aquamarine.
Aquamarine, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jermichael Aquamarine is nice.
Jermichael.
Danny. Draymond. Jeff.
Yeah.
There's too many
too
Greens.
Too many damn Greens. There are too many Greens. Well, I never even thought about
that. It's too many Greens.
It's too many damn Greens. He's got to change his name.
I know. I'm going to pitch that to him
in
the locker room.
I'm going to text him.
Yeah, please text him. And
I'm
also,
text him.
We might pick him up for the Hartford Heartbreakers.
We might need him. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they're starting Aquamarine.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell's that? That guy, Jermichael Green.
Jermichael Green, he changed his...
All right, I ask this to all my guests.
Yeah.
They opened the new Ballmer Sports Access Center, or Ballsack for short, out there in Inglewood, the Clippers Arena of Inglewood. Who is the first jersey that they retire and hangs from the rafters? Who you got? In 2024 is when they open that arena. Who hangs first in the rafters?
Of old and new?
I'm just asking a question, man.
I'm just trying to think what they
should. So like 2024, you feel like, okay, well, who will have retired by then?
Mm-hmm.
I pitched this idea that everyone literally pulled their pants down, crapped all over.
What?
I said, in the remaining years at Staples Center, we should do a joint half jersey retirement for Lamar Odom, half Laker, half Clipper jersey, retire number 7.
Just for
what Lamar Odom went through in the ranch, for God's sake. The fact that he pulled out of that.
Yeah, he's back.
Sixth man of the year, got a championship ring, was a great Clipper.
Yeah, great Clipper.
But everyone hates that idea. So anyway, first Clipper that they retire in the new stadium, because I don't see them retiring a jersey before they move out. I really don't. Why? Do it?
Yeah.
You know, do it at the new arena. So, is it one of your 2006 guys? Is it like a World Be Free? Look, we never...
Was Danny...
Danny Manning?
Old school Danny Manning. Who else went to the Clippers for a little bit in like the 90s?
I feel like it's got to be... So, the Clippers forever couldn't get out of round one, right?
Yeah.
So, Sam Cassell leads them out of round one for the first time in Clipper history.
Cassell would be the first one.
Okay. Cassell. You would say Cassell over Elton Brand, for example? Elton Brand obviously had a lot more miles as a Clipper.
A lot more miles. They both, I think you do them at the same time. You got to get some jerseys up there retired.
100%.
Yeah.
So I think like some of the old dudes, like Sven Nader and Norm Nixon. Like I don't
know. That's it. Norm Nixon. Those guys, you got to retire their jerseys.
Some Buffalo Braves jerseys. Yeah. Like be proud of your... Yeah. Heritage. Be proud
and
of your
and have some Buffalo
legacy.
Braves merch.
Yes.
I would wear the shit out of some Buffalo
for
Braves
sure.
Stuff.
I have an Elton Brand Buffalo Braves jersey.
I used to have
black and orange.
A couple of, I moved, so I lost some of my, I was buying Clipper jerseys. Like, I was dead, I'm like, and still am, dead serious and excited about this Clipper season. I really, I stayed up that night to 6 in the morning.
Sure.
Listening to different sports talk. About it, and
you were excited.
I'm very excited.
You welcome new members on the bandwagon, or do you welcome new fans?
Yeah, because a lot of times you got to remember in LA, a lot of people aren't from here.
Dude, there's the casual basketball fan who moves to Los Angeles. Some are such dipshits, they don't even know the Clippers are a team.
Yeah.
For God's sake,
yeah.
I have told actors and actresses before, "Oh, I'm going to a Clippers game," and they go, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Come on, seriously."
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The basketball team, the Clippers.
There are people that literally, you're absolutely right, but I mean, there are actors here that I'll be
actors
like,
are so dumb.
So they're really dumb. I'll be like, I'm working at the Martin Performance at Amundsen. I'm doing a show. This is like about 10 years ago. And an actor was like, "What's the Amundsen?" I'm like, "That's the Broadway house in L.A.
Yeah, Amundsen Theater.
Yeah, I'm like, "Are you that damn dumb?"
You're supposed to be an actor. You're supposed to know this.
So I'm not... But actually, you're right. It is shocking to not know the Clippers. Because the Clippers, I mean...
You just got off set with Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress, right?
Yes.
Or Burris, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Are these guys talking Clippers with you?
I talk Clippers the whole time.
I know you shot with Kevin Hart. Is he talking Clippers with you?
Kevin Hart...
I know he goes to games.
Kevin Hart is talking... when we were hanging out, Kevin was talking about Philly the whole time.
Oh, he's a Philly guy.
He's a Philly guy. He talked a little Lakers because of LeBron, but he also likes the Clippers.
Sure.
On the set.
Kevin Hart should play Chris Paul in the biopic.
Yeah, he absolutely should.
Because then you get regular-sized guys, and they can play Giants.
Exactly.
And then itty-bitty Kevin Hart
plays
itty-bitty Chris Paul.
He's one of the smallest people you've ever seen in your life.
He's tiny.
He's
a pocket pal.
I put him in my pocket, and I walked in the craft
He
service.
Drives a micro machine.
Yes.
That's how small he is. A penny racer.
He is just a little tyke of a guy.
He lives in a mansion. It's Barbie's dream house.
It's Barbie's dream house, yeah. He wears Ken's shoes. He wears baby dolls.
So, all right. So, Eric Andre is talking Clippers with you.
Eric is completely way out.
He's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
So he's
I don't think Eric knows what basketball is.
Right.
Everybody else on set, all the other actors and the crew are definitely talking Clippers basketball. And I got in a Lakers fight with a guy that I literally had to stop talking to the guy. He's a good guy, but he was like,
it's like talking to a very slow person.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, we got those banners up. I'm like, dude, in the past 10 years.
11 years they've won in L.A. 5 in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
11 in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm excited for 16 NBA championships in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
5 of them are Clippers. 11 of them are Lakers. I can't wait for that.
Yes.
Because then I'm going to go 16 rings. 16. Yeah. 5 of them are us.
Yeah.
The last 5.
Yeah.
You guys haven't won since Kobe Bryant in 2010. Yeah. Mr.
That's the last time they won.
2010, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 10 NBA seasons.
They have as many titles as the Knicks in the past 10 years.
Yes. Zero. Mitch Kupchak, is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, not him. Who's the new guy? Stinkovich. What's the guy?
Kobe's
agent. Rob
Pelinka, who was also Rob in the
Stalinka.
Fan five.
Rob Stalinka. How many championships does Rob Stalinka have?
Yeah.
Zero. Not as many as Kawhi.
No.
Kawhi's got two.
And two finals MVPs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and two finals MVPs. So, Don't forget that.
We've never seen anything like this.
No.
As Clipper fans.
No.
And you can go all the way back to the birth of the Buffalo Braves in the 70s, we've never seen a player of this magnitude wear the jersey. Everything. Steve Ballmer comes in here, changes the culture. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard did not get traded here begrudgingly. There was not a letter sent out by every owner saying, no, it's not fair. Kawhi Leonard can't come here. So then all of a sudden he goes to the Clippers, etc., like the Chris Paul nonsense after the strike-shortened season. He wanted to come here. He himself went out and plucked Paul George away from OKC. He made it happen. He wants to be here. The whole culture is different. I love that Steve Ballmer stuck with Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
And hats off to Doc Rivers, the humility that he showed to say, well, look, when cheap-ass Donald Sterling hired me, the only way I could get really paid is when Sterling said, you're going to be the coach. You're also going to be the GM. You're going to be the president of operations. You're going to be one of the top valet Parker guys. You're going to sell Wetzel's pretzels.
Yeah,
and then after the game, the bacon-wrapped hot dogs. That's all you.
That's all you.
So you got 6 or 7 things you got to worry about.
Yeah.
It takes a big man to all of a sudden say, I'm just going to coach. I'm not going to be president. I'm not going to be GM. I'm just going to coach. Now, it takes Steve Ballmer's big wallet to say, and he said, and I quote, I'm still going to pay you a lot of money, dude. He has a stroke every time he speaks. I saw him at the press conference. Sorry, I spit on you.
No,
I saw him at the. I will.
No,
I saw him at the press conference blow his voice out in less than 2 minutes of yelling. I'm like, the microphone is theirs.
I watched Kawhi and I watched
Paul George's reactions.
They were looking at him like, man, this guy is excited. he's excited to win. I mean, like, Steve Ballmer is the richest owner by far.
In all of professional sports.
It's not even close.
In all of American professional
sports. Exactly. He is.
He also saw his buddy from Microsoft, who's dead now, do it with Seattle.
Yeah.
That's right. Seahawks.
That's true.
He saw him win a Super Bowl, how cool that was. And he goes, I want to do it there! No!
Steve is just punching at the air, screaming. His throat is, his vocal cords.
Shot. As are Doc Rivers.
Yeah, Doc. Hey, guys, got it. Yeah, Doc
he
shot.
I'm not talking about the Hall of Fame for Doc Rivers. I'm talking about the Halls of Medicine.
Exactly.
The guy
needs
a cough drop.
Yeah,
he needs
vapor,
a lozenge.
He needs Vicks vapor
up on his chest.
Like 24/7.
Sweet Boy can rub it up.
Yeah, Sweet Boy can rub it up. There you go. Full circle. Circle of life. I just feel that Ballmer's energy works perfect with Kawhi Leonard's chillness.
Yes, dude. Yes. And Doc is the great conduit between them.
Yes.
And Pat Beverly's energy, just like Steve Ballmer, is going to work great with the Kawhi-et Kawhi.
The Kawhi-et Kawhi.
Yes, dude. You like that?
when he's shooting free throws, that'd be such a great thing to get going at the
Yeah, we got to get Clipper Darryl.
Yeah, we got
to
come back. We got to be like little babies in here.
They be sleeping.
We got to be quiet.
Quiet.
As he's shooting. And then,
Dude, I cannot wait.
Can't wait.
I'm not exactly sure when opening night is. It's like I got October 24th at that Golden State is on the books. December 25th versus Lakers home game for the Clippers. Christmas is on the books. I was told that the Clippers home opener is versus the Lakers, but I don't have a date on that yet. But I will have a date in 48 hours. December 11th, Kawhi's return at Toronto on the books. March 3rd at OKC, Paul George's return to the Thunder on the books.
Brutal. Just brutal.
We've never seen, as Clipper fans, ever a 60-win team ever. Are we going to see it this season?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not even like, what?
60. I'm listening to guys saying, what's the over-under on 55? And I heard a whole panel of known idiots say under on a 55-win season for the Clippers because of load management.
No.
My guys last season won 48, and then they added Batman and Superman of basketball and kept the Avengers together. You don't think that's good for 7 more wins?
Yeah.
That's good for 12 more wins. That's easily. A 60-win team easily.
Easily.
Don't quote me, but in the strike-shortened season, we had our highest win percentage. Okay. But there wasn't 60 games to be played in the damn strike-shortened season.
No.
So if there was an 82-game season and we get a new Chris Paul, we probably would have been a 60-win team, but we never were, and now we've got the opportunity to this season.
Yes.
What game are you circling on the calendar? Opponent. What opponent are you circling on Moo's calendar?
Oh, Lakers.
L
That's
word.
A must. The L word.
I don't like to say the word.
I just don't like saying it in public. I want to see the L word. I could really. What's funny about Golden State is that I remember when Golden State was the team that the Clippers kept out of the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
we used to beat them.
Sure.
You know what I mean.
The last Western Conference team to beat the Warriors. It was the Clippers. In round one.
Yeah.
The whole Vistiviano-Sterling game.
Yeah, we would beat them.
By the way, that's the first jersey retired in the new Clippers arena. Vistiviano. Just a giant visor over a Clippers jersey.
I like that.
Because she's really the unsung hero.
Well, she's the real, like Kevin Durant said, Mom, you're the real MVP. She's the real MVP, this Vistiviano. You're absolutely right. Lakers, Houston. I got a feeling.
You're curious about
Houston.
Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think it's Houston. You have problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Westbrook is mentally unstable.
He's crazy.
Those Mountain Dew commercials, he's not acting. You know what I mean?
No.
He's literally a lunatic.
He's out of his mind. I feel that him and Harden will get some of that old OKC
juju.
They do know each other.
And they're running gun. They're in D'Antoni's system. They're going to shoot a lot.
But I mean, like you said, he's crazy. It's probably going to be a damn disaster.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster.
Disaster.
All right, Moo. 48 minutes, just like a regular game. The show, unfortunately, has come to an end. Will you come back on during the regular season, my friend?
Absolutely, buddy. I love the show. I love you. I'll do it anytime.
All right. Well, as the guest, you get to sound the horn to end the show.
I don't know if that was the right horn.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
That was like an old-time British taxi cab. Can I have a ride to Westminster Abbey? I'm not.
Oh, man.
Count Chocula and Sweet Boy.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.